my father's love letters. On Fridays, he'd open a can of Jack's after coming home from the mill, asked me to write a letter to my mother, who sent postcards of desert flowers taller than men. He would beg, promising never to beat her again. Somehow, I was happy she'd gone, and sometimes wanted to slip in a reminder how Mary Lou Williams polka dots and moonbeams never made the swelling go down. His carpenter's apron always budged with old nails, a claw hammer looped at his side, extension cords coiled around his feet. Words rolled from under the pressure of my ballpoint. Love, baby, honey, please. We sat in the quiet brutality of voltage meters and pipe threaders, lost between sentences, the gleam of a 5-pound wedge on the concrete floor pull a sunset through the doorway of his tool shed. I wonder if she laughed and held them over gas burning. My father could only sign his name, but he'd look at blueprints and see how many bricks formed each wall. This man, who stole roses and hyacinth for his yard, would stand there with eyes closed and fist bow, laboring over a simple word, almost redeemed by what he tried to say.